She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Lately, I've been getting lots of books in the mail about doing detoxes. I've done a detox before. The one that I used involved a shake and then very light meals. And I have to say, I felt much better. Andrea, how about you in detoxing?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a huge believer in detoxing. And over the years, I have been known to try different things. And I believe, like anything, like our bodies are what we're given, and we want to keep them clean, and we want to keep our organs functioning properly. So I'm a huge believer in it.
Well, so is our next guest, Dr. Sarah Selleck. She's a professional speaker, licensed naturopathic doctor, and leading detox expert. Hi, Dr. Selleck. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
Good. It's so great to have you on. Let's jump in. First of all, is it important to detox? And what does that exactly mean for folks who are unfamiliar?
Okay, well, I think that with detoxification, there's so many different programs out there. And it's actually quite confusing for a lot of my patients. They often come in and they're interested in doing a detox program, but they really have no idea what it means, what it involves, and what exactly happens during the whole process. So if I had to sort of explain it as simply as possible, I would say really at the end of the day, your liver is your major detoxification organ, and it's a time period where you're giving this major important organ a break from things that we're exposed to in our environment, in our food, and just in everyday life where, you know, we all know that we're overburdened and overwhelmed with these chemicals on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, we definitely are. And I think if you can make these changes, and like I mentioned, I did one that involved the shake, and there's, you know, ones that involve tea, and there's ones that involve just juicing. What kind of detox do you like?
Well, I mean, I've done them all, I've done most of them. So I think that, you know, it's very important to mention that no matter which cleansing program somebody does, it's very important that they're getting the nutrients. So if I have to explain it, I usually say that a detox program that is complete does involve eating natural, organic, whole foods. I've done water fasts. Just drinking liquids. And I found personally, and also with my patients, that they just didn't have the energy that they needed. So they didn't feel so good. You know, they were lying in bed, they were complaining, they were headachy, they were sluggish. And I think that as soon as I changed my approach and I started giving them a list of healthy, natural, clean foods to choose from, in addition to the herbs that they were using or the tinctures, whatever it was that I was giving them, that all of a sudden the experience became a positive experience and they felt so much better. So I think that it's important, no matter which cleansing program you do, to ensure that you're getting adequate nutrition, that you're getting proper nutrients, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enough fiber, and enough protein, so that your body has the energy that it needs to properly cleanse.
I love that you say that, Sarah, because I am a huge advocate for nutrients. And I recently started taking a product called Juice Plus, which is all fruits and vegetables. And I was listening to this great doctor. He was saying that the number one reason that we age early and die young is because we lack nutrients, and especially minerals. So I love the fact that you say that, because it really is at the basis of what we are lacking as human beings. So I think that I am 100% on the same page as you when it comes to that. And I love that you said that. My question, I do have a question about detoxing. Do you recommend, so I remember years ago, not such a great story, but years ago, when I just started learning about natural health and kind of detoxing and cleansing, I went on a cleanse. I got it from a practitioner, but she wasn't like you, where she didn't really kind of stick with me the whole time, gave me something to do. And then I took it and I wasn't eliminating properly. I wasn't if you're going to go on a detox program, you need to be going to the bathroom. I mean, it is the number one way that you're going to get rid of all the chemicals and the toxins. And I remember suffering auto intoxication where I couldn't see out of my eyes one day. It wasn't that bad, but I remember thinking, oh my God, this is crazy. So do you recommend, you know, obviously I'm guessing that you would recommend some sort of something that helps people go to the washroom, or do you recommend enemas or colonics? How do you approach them, your clients, in terms of helping them get rid of those toxins and eliminate it from their bodies?
Yeah, and I'm so glad you raised that important aspect of detoxification. If you are not going to the bathroom at least 3 times a day on a cleanse, and you are taking, let's say you're taking herbs, homeopathics, whatever it is that you're taking to help push toxins out, if they are not leaving your system, you are doing more harm than good.
Exactly.
They will, these toxins will recirculate in your system, or even worse, I've had so many patients who weren't going to the bathroom. If they didn't contact me soon enough, what ended up happening was they came back, they had a full-on skin reaction because toxins are now being forced through the skin. So
exactly.
You have to be eliminating, whether it's, you know, going to the bathroom and having good bowel movements, even frequent urination, sweating, toxins have to leave your system. So absolutely, I don't recommend using, you know, herbs or doing colonics frequently so that you become, you know, accustomed to it. But absolutely, during a cleanse, 2 or 4 times a year, you must get in there and make sure that you're cleaning the colon.
All right, so then you are a favor of the colonics 2 to 4 times a year. Is that what you're saying? And when you're doing the cleanse?
Yes, when you're doing the cleanse. Okay. Exactly. I mean, you know, there are certain situations where it becomes habitual, which I don't recommend,
right.
You know, but definitely during a cleanse, you want to make sure that you're supporting colon cleansing.
I love that you're saying that. And I'm also a big proponent of enemas. And I know on Naturally Savvy, we do have an article, not a video, but an article on how to do an enema. And I know I say that because if you actually Google it, you can find some videos. But I was like, yeah, I'm not going that far on my website. But, you know, there is an article. There is an article on how to do it. And they're fairly easy. And I love that you support it, Sarah, because I do too.
Good. Excellent. So we're on the same page.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking earlier when you said about you give your patients a list of the clean foods that they can eat during the detox. What are some of those clean foods you recommend?
Oh, great question. So I am a big fan of greens, so lots of dark leafy greens, high-quality protein, so wild, deep-water fish, you know, different sources of fruit. So I try to stay away from, you know, cantaloupe or melons and bananas, but I definitely recommend blueberries, and certain fruits that are high in antioxidants. Of course, vegetables, so lots of vegetables, increasing fiber. So I recommend chia seeds in the morning if they're going to have that. Maybe they'll put a spoon into their shake. Lots of avocados, healthy, good fats. So I recommend coconut oil, olive oil. So I give them a complete list. They don't feel deprived. They don't have to count calories. You know, cleansing is supposed to be a positive experience. And I think too often it becomes this, you know, oh my goodness. And they talk about how awful it is all day long. And that really defeats the purpose. It's supposed to be a positive part of your, you know, health journey, something that you do a couple times a year or seasonally to improve your health. So I think that your mental state of mind, how you approach cleansing, whether or not you have a good support system, all of these aspects are part of it. And I think we get caught up in the physical aspect and the things that we're missing. And sometimes we forget about all the things that we're actually gaining. So I try to, you know, I try to encourage people to really focus on those aspects of cleansing.
So Sarah, I'm out of time, unfortunately, for today, but can you tell us where you practice?
Yeah, so I practice at Elements Wellness. It's a clinic. It's a multidisciplinary clinic downtown Toronto.
Perfect.
So I'm in
and
Canada.
If people, amazing. So am I, so that's all good. And and if people want to find out about you, they can follow you on Twitter at drsara, S-A-R-A, detox, or you can visit her website at loseitt.com. Thank you for being on the show today, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.